Back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, it is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in from the Amherst Comets head wrestling coach Bill Walker, who joins us again on the hotline. Now he's pulling some double duty, doing a little classwork, so to speak. So we appreciate Coach Walker's time. Coach, how are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Bill, first of all, congratulations, and really no team in Lorain County hotter than the Comets right now. You win the Hoover Invitational and come back and win the Southwest Conference Tournament Championship. Tell us about the last couple weeks for the Comets.
Well, we're excited about what we're doing, and we're healthy is the big key, and the boys are hungry. And when you bring in the Milkoviches and the boys are hungry, it's a good 1-2 punch.
The Milkovich will gladly feed the animal, feed the beast.
Right. Yes, they will. And Tom is doing much better from his aneurysm that he had a month ago.
Well, that was going to be my question. I said last time I heard Tom was in a hospital bed, and I look and he's in the team picture looking as healthy and strong as ever. And I think Tom's just too ornery to be sick for any length of time.
Yeah, he had an aneurysm, and he actually drove himself to the hospital. And he's a different human being. If you ever met this man, the things that he was capable of doing as a wrestler and as an individual, you can't imagine. I actually watched him do 1,000 push-ups in a row.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, you know, we're going to spin back around, but let's talk about the SWC Conference Tournament. Any pleasant surprises or for you in that tournament? Any kids that maybe wrestled above their head a little bit?
Well, I'd say my younger classmen did a really nice job, because I probably had 3 or 4 guys that weren't seeded and lost to wrestlers like Matthew Vidovich and Caleb Crawford, and even Isaac Vasquez lost to the Avon Lake wrestler and came back and pinned him. So, you know, the young guys really came through, and we weren't for sure if they were going to do that because, you know, when you're a freshman and sophomore, you have some bumps and bruises on the way, but they really brought it at the SWC, and our senior class did what they were supposed to do.
Outstanding. Bill, I'm looking at the sectional assignment sheets here, and you guys have elected to go to Strongsville. Any special magic to going to Strongsville?
Well, I didn't really like how we did this. I was hoping to go from top to bottom, but we went from bottom to top in our draws, and there wasn't any magic. I just felt that, Strongsville could be a good place for us, and wasn't too far away, and I decided to go there. I didn't like Avon Lake because I don't like always wrestling the same team over and over.
Yeah, certainly 3 of your conference schools were over at Avon Lake and Ridgeville, Midview, and Avon Lake, so the only conference school you'll see at Strongsville is Elyria. Ever any thought into maybe flopping over to head down to North Canton Hoover to one of those sectionals, or were you just committed to staying at that Perrysburg district?
Well, there was a lot of thinking, and you only had 2 minutes. And probably the best place to go was to Massillon Perry, but then I look at it, you know, that's about, an hour and 45-minute bus ride. And, we probably would have gotten more guys out of sectionals if we had done that, but you know, it comes down to that you got to be battle-hardened. You got to get prepared to go to districts, and both districts are tough.
And, you know, looking at the roster, it's, Bonaminio, Tresna, Auville, Chandler, all seem to be wrestling their best at this time of season. Am I accurate with that?
I like to say so. And, our team from top to bottom, we have every kid is above 500. And I think we're wrestling better. They're starting to believe in themselves. You know, when you have a 72 and a 70-year-old assistant coaches named Tom and Dan, you kind of question them at the beginning, and then all of a sudden you realize what they say, I need to listen.
Bill, you know, I know that your relationship goes back with Tom to high school. I remember that team, Kessler, McAvina, you, Smith, Fremel, pretty outstanding team over at North Royalton. How special was it for you that in this, you announced last year that you get to spend it with Tom, Dan Milkovich, and I also noticed Dan Turnus in that picture. You want to talk about legends? Oh. You're in there with some legends.
Yes, definitely legends. I mean, Dan Turnus has the most wins, probably the top coach in Lorain County. Okay, and then Tom, 2-time SWC, or 5-time SWC champ, 2-time runner-up in the state, and they're pretty neat and pretty great. every day is fun for me. I enjoy it. I love it. You know, Tom was kind of like a dad to me. And I got a great deal of respect. And, you know, I still go to his cabin in the summers. And, you know, I'm going to go to Key West, you know, and it's just, it was so much fun. That's all I can say.
So you're a fisherman, too, like all the rest of them are.
Yeah, I learned how to fish from Tom. Not my old man, but from Tom.
Great stuff. Well, Bill, I just want to wish you the best of luck going into this weekend. Thanks for carving some time out of your day. I know you're busy, but best of luck to the Comets, and congratulations on the season so far.
Yeah, thanks for what you guys do. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And that is Bill Walker, head coach of the Amherst Comets, in his announced last season. And, boy, I mean, you nailed it, and you know better than I, legends that he's got with in that wrestling room. I'm sure that's played a big part of the Comets' success this season. And, boy, well, what a great group to learn under, right, if you're in that room.
Well, I remember as a young assistant coach over at Berea that we would go over and scrimmage with that North Olmsted team, but they were just nails top to bottom. And Tom was the leader of the pack over there, and I know Bill was on that team. As I said, some of those names, the wrestling people in Lorain County will know those names I read off: Fremel, Smith, Kessler, McAvina, Billy Walker. Just some really, really tough kids, and a team that I believe was runner up in the state of Ohio under Tom Milkovich. And Dan Milkovich, no slouch either. Dan won a state dual meet title over at Cuyahoga Heights as a head coach over there. Had some multiple state champs. Had Matt Klinger over there, a couple times state champ, and Scaletta and Lint and some really Pajeska, some really good kids. And then Dan Turnus doesn't take a backseat to anybody. You know, that Southview team was a state runner up on at least one occasion. Just the all time leader in Lorain County in wins, and just the outstanding teams that Dan Turnus had over at Southview for many, many years. So those are legends is an understatement when you talk about that group of people. And Bill fits right in with that group, though, and I'm very happy for him to be able to finish out his career as a head coach with those guys.
You know, we've beaten this horse over and over, and for someone like me who, you know, I'm still fairly new to Lorain County compared to plenty of others around the area, and wrestling not my forte per se, but it's so cool how you guys all just seem to stay connected with one another, you know, who you coached with, who you wrestled with back in the day. I mean, just the community that is, you know, in Lorain County wrestling, and to see it at Amherst kind of continue with the coaching staff there. I don't know. It stands out to me. It's kind of unique to the sport, in my opinion. You kind of see it with other sports, but really predominantly with wrestling, and that's just amazing to me.
And really, with the time spent, you think about that. You know, they're practicing 2.5 or 3 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. They're spending weekends together with tournaments.
Yeah, you're family at
you know,
that point.
They are truly family, you know, and I'm still really close with a lot of my wrestlers. The Stepanovich boys, I was at a banquet last night with Ryan Legg, one of my former wrestlers who's one of the top referees in the state right now. So you develop a bond, and you just never get too far from that. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing, and I think that leads to just the betterment of our sport.
Yeah, no question about that, and we continue to see it get better each and every year. So big thanks to Amherst head coach Bill Walker for joining us. We appreciate his time. If you missed the interview, you can check it out tomorrow morning on the front page over at WEOL.com. So we'll take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week and take a look at what's coming up ahead down the tail stretch of the season here, as we'll be right back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM, on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.